Roberto's been the starter here and has had a strong presence in the offensive line room and the offense in general. He's a good leader. So it's good to have him back, although Brian De La Puente did an outstanding job of filling in and didn't have a drop-off there at the center position. So we feel good about having both those guys in an active role. Yeah, we had false starts, which is uncharacteristic of us. Our penalties are up, and that's the one thing we can control. The pre-snap penalties are key, that you don't have those. We prepared for the noise. We worked on the noise. We've had success in the noise with getting off and not having those penalties. But this week, it was different guys each time, and just the timing was off just that little bit. We had a guy jump the count, which, whether that was a verbal or not, you know, he jumped the count. He's going to jump the count. It was a hair faster than the other guys, and they called it. Questionable whether that gets called sometimes. Then we had two false starts that we need to fix. And then we had a personal foul that, you know, when you block a guy face up and you knock him down, I don't know what else you want a guy to do. Yeah, that's true. You know, we're working on it every day. We got we're working on our timing of our get off and our snap count and our silent count, and all we can do is just keep working on it and get it perfected. You know, obviously when you have a bunch of different guys playing with the injuries, you're going to have some things that happen, but that's no excuse, and you have to find a way to do it right. Everything from route distribution to protecting for that click to splits to, you know, controlling the ball when you're throwing it. We were just a little off, and that's just enough to not score touchdowns. And you could see the angst, if you will, in the team after the game to say, I don't know why that happened, but we're going to get it fixed. And that's the approach that the offense, especially that we work with, you know, we don't pay attention to what the defense is doing as much, but our offense this week really focused in and said, we can't have this. We are better than this. We need to score more touchdowns. And not that we weren't before, but it just was a collective group. It's been such a fragmented group with the injuries to so many guys that you know, who's playing on Saturday on Saturday, we still weren't sure who was playing on Sunday. And so it was hard to come together. It was hard to have that bond. It was, you know, okay, Brandon Marshall's playing, but we didn't know till Saturday. And so when you have that, there's just enough with the play calling, with the technique, with the timing, with the route distribution, with the protections, that it just is enough negative that it's hard to be effective. And we did fight through it at times, and then at other times you could see it wasn't Chicago Bear offense. And I believe that Chicago Bear offense is coming back.